Very few women have ever been involved in Formula One or F1 car racing. It's mostly a man's world, but Susie Wolf isn't letting that bother her. She's a development or test driver for British racing team Williams, and she's just found out that she's been picked to drive in an upcoming F1 practice session. To put that in perspective, the last time a woman drove in an F1 practice session was 1992. And the last time a woman was behind the wheel in an actual F1 Grand Prix was back in 1976. 31-year-old Susie Wolf says racing in Formula One has long been a dream of hers.
I started racing when I was only 8 years old. And many of the Formula One drivers of this day started at such a young age. And you come through the various ranks of motorsport, from karting to kind of Formula Three. And then we're all aspiring to eventually get onto that Formula One grid.
You started out with karting, like go-karts?
Like go-karts, yeah.
A lot of people do that in Scotland?
Sure, it's massive, I think, not just in Scotland, but worldwide. I started with a little motorbike when I was only two because my dad runs his own motorbike shop. And with eight, I started karting at club level and then in Scottish championships, then in the British championships, and then in the European. And at 18, I was ranked 15th in the world.
Why? What do you like about going fast?
Oh, I think it's not just about going fast. It's the speed, it's the adrenaline, it's the competition, it's the pushing yourself to your absolute limit. I'm in the fight. These things combined is what makes racing and being a racing driver so fantastic. It's always been my passion.
You're technically what's called a Formula One development driver. What does that mean?
Well, testing is banned in Formula One. It's part of the regulations, which means it's hard for the teams to develop the cars as much as they did in the past, because at the factory in the Williams team, we have 580 people building two race cars. So obviously the fact that we can't test is quite restrictive, but it's the same for every team. So my role as a development driver is predominantly based in our very high-tech simulator. I also do all the aerodynamical tests, but I did a full test day in the race car in July because it would be quite difficult to give feedback only on a simulator if I hadn't driven the actual race car to know what it's really like. So I'm a racing driver, you know, I want to be in a racing car and I want to be out on a track. So any chance that I can to be out on track in the Formula One car, then I grab it with both hands.
Describe for us what it's actually like driving in a Formula One car. I mean, how many things are going through your brain at once?
It's very mentally tough because there's so much to get right while you're in the car. And obviously you're going at such a high speed that your reactions have to be very, very fast. But you're very well prepared for it because it's so technical and it's so much expected of you. The team makes sure that you're very well prepared for that. So I can remember vividly my first lap out on track going along the hangar straight of Silverstone and reaching over 300 kilometers an hour. You feel like your helmet is going to get pulled off your head because the G-force is so high. And it's really an incredible feeling to drive that car. It's the most technologically advanced car in the world. And to drive it is something very special.
Yeah, that's over 180 miles per hour. How do you psych yourself up for dealing with the dangers of any course?
I'm what I love. Of course, it's dangerous, but I never have fear. I have respect for the car and the races that I compete in, but never fear. And as long as that continues, I keep racing. As soon as I would have fear in the car, I think that's the time to stop.
Formula One development driver Susie Wolf there. And next July, she'll be on that track again ahead of the British Grand Prix, the first woman to do so in 22 years. This is PRI.